This sermon is titled Zoe, the God Kind of Life. Be enriched as you listen.
Good morning once again, church. Good morning. Okay, so there's some life. It's nice to hear all our voices. Could we do that another time if you don't mind? So if you can please say good morning. A little bit louder. Okay, wonderful. So where there's, you know, the last time that we all said good morning, since it was louder, there's so much life in that. There's so much life in it. And this morning we're going to talk about life, but the God kind of life. So that's the subject that we will be dwelling on. And I really hope that, you know, God will help me share this, you know, correctly. So Zoe, the God kind of life, is the theme that we will be looking at today. And all of us, it'll be safe to say that all of us know John 3:16. It's a very common scripture that most of us, you know, we learn in school, in Sunday school. And so we know that God gave his only son that those who believe in him might have everlasting life. Jesus came to give us everlasting life. Yes, Jesus came to do so many other things, to reveal God to us. But one of the things that the Bible talks about is the fact that Jesus came to give us everlasting life. So we'll talk more about everlasting life and life itself. Let's first look at a scripture, which is John 1 and verse 4. And the scripture says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him, which is God, was life, and the life was the light of men." When we consider God, our God is a living God. He's alive. In him was life, the scripture says. So there is a life in God. And this word, life, if you look it up in Greek, it's the word Zoe. So in him was Zoe. If we go back to the book of Genesis, it gives us this picture about God being a creator and the giver of life. Amazing how it doesn't talk about destruction in the beginning. God created, because God is life and releases life, creates the life of God, brought about more life. In him was life. And this word Zoe, and we'll just try to understand this word. In him was Zoe, and the Zoe was the light of men. This Greek word is used 130 times in the Greek New Testament, mostly in the Gospel of John and the Epistles. This word is normally used to describe spiritual life. This word is also used to describe the life of God and eternal life. Zoe, spiritual life, the life of God, eternal life, the kind of life that God has, and the kind of life that there is in heaven. But we'll talk more about it, and we'll, you know, try to understand everlasting life as well. Now, there are two more words that describe life. The other one is bios. Bios simply means physical or biological life. It's used to describe the manner of life of creatures on the earth. So man and other created beings carry physical life, which is called as bios. So as we see, you know, creatures moving around, we know that they have bios, and which is why they are alive. God put that life in them. But there's something special about Zoe. The life of God, or the God kind of life, the eternal life. So when God created man, he wanted man to not just have bios, but to have Zoe, his own life. What is so special about Zoe? Zoe is high or higher than bios in quality. So when we talk about Zoe, it's a vibrant life. It's a full life. It's a thriving life. It's a life, you know, filled with the virtues of God. It's a life that is overflowing with the nature of God. It's a life that is purposeful. And that's the kind of life which God has. And that's the kind of spiritual life that he wants for man. When he created Adam and Eve, he created them with this life, the spiritual life as well. But because of their sin, because of the fall, fallen man is said to have, you know, was devoid of the spiritual life. And so the kind of life that fallen man is described with is suke, where there's the involvement of the soul and the body, but that spiritual life went missing due to sin. Now, as we consider Zoe, another aspect of Zoe is the duration of this kind of life. This life is perpetual. Okay, it's greater than bios. So the duration is also something that is greater as far as Zoe is concerned. And this is what God wanted for us. Yes, Zoe describes eternal life, but eternal life is not just for eternity. You and I can enjoy this God kind of life in its quality, in its fullness, even as we live out our lives here on earth. So we don't really have to wait to be in heaven to enjoy Zoe. We can experience Zoe right now. Zoe is the life of God. In him was Zoe. And this Zoe was also given to the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's look at another scripture, John 5, verse 26. And it says, "For as the Father has life in himself, so has granted the Son to have life in himself." The Son also has Zoe. The life of the Son is Zoe. And this life flows through us, the believers. In John chapter 15, Jesus talked about him being the true vine and us being the branches. The life of Jesus, the Zoe life, the full life, the thriving life, the vibrant life, the life marked by the characteristics of God, filled with peace, joy, love, power, all of that flows through the believer when we are connected to the true vine, when we are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the life of God is also, the Father is in Jesus. And as we are connected to Jesus, there is a flow of this Zoe life, this spiritual life to the believer. Yes, there is life in God, the Father and Jesus. But here is the good news, or the great news, that Jesus came that you and I may have life and have it in abundance. God wants us to experience Zoe in abundance. That means not a little bit of Zoe, but a lot of Zoe. A lot of that God kind of life working in us, flowing through us, being released around us in all our life situations. Plenty, abundant, plenty, copious, overflowing Zoe. Jesus came so that we may have Zoe and have it in abundance. Even here in our earthly life, you and I can experience this abundant Zoe. The first thing, of course, is for us to understand the kind of life that God has given the believer, which is the God kind of life, Zoe life. And for us to then begin to receive and walk in that Zoe. Abundant life. Does that mean that life is devoid of problems, difficulties, challenges, that our settings are ideal, you know, it's perfect, and which is when we can experience Zoe life, thriving life, vibrant life? No. As we live for Christ on the earth, we know that there are many difficulties and challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis. And yet, what are the words of Jesus? That you may have Zoe and have it in abundance. He came so that you and I may have Zoe today. That you and I may have Zoe now in the very situation that we may be going through. We may be going through some hard times and wondering, God, how can I experience Zoe under these circumstances? Well, John 10:10 does not change. Jesus still came that we may have life and have it in abundance. We can experience the abundance of the God kind of life. Amen? How can we have the flow of this abundant Zoe life? There are many things that the scriptures have to tell us, but I'll just point out two passages or truths here. One, of course, is when Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone. Live the God kind of life, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The word of God releases God's Zoe for us to walk in the greater measure of Zoe. So the more that we are connected to the word of God, there's a release of his powerful Zoe. And another scripture is from Romans 1:17. It's not put up on the screen for us, but Romans 1:17, which says that the just shall live by faith. So we can live that life that God wants us to live. But it's about the element of faith in our lives. The word faith. And the believer can keep pressing in to the abundance of Zoe that God has offered through his Son, Jesus Christ. So what is the starting point of the Zoe? We know that God carries the spiritual life or the Zoe life. How can you and I get it? Well, this Zoe life is only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 verse 36. Jesus said, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. It's when you and I are born again. That's what Jesus talked about in John chapter 3. Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So when we are born again, entering through Jesus, Jesus spoke about himself and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus said, I am the door and we walk through to meet with the Father. Jesus said, I am the light. I am the bread of life. It is through Jesus and faith in what He has done for us on the cross that you and I receive salvation. And with salvation comes this spiritual life or this Zoe that we experience. Without receiving salvation, now Ephesians 2:1, it says that the spirit is dead without salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. So isn't it wonderful that God did not want us to just live a mere life, you know, a biological, like a bios life, like all the other creatures. But there is great meaning to the life of man when we accept the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus. We receive Zoe. And this is how Zoe begins. This is how we come alive in our spirit, by receiving the finished work of the cross, by receiving salvation through what Jesus has done. And once we receive the life of God, the Zoe of God, the more we understand it, the more we walk in it, we see the manifestation of the powerful life of God around us, thwarting every darkness. If we can please go back to the first scripture that we looked at, which is John 1 verse 4, where we said that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The life of God, the scripture says, is the light of men. As the life of God, as we receive the life of God, as the life of God comes in, the light of God comes in. The light of God that helps us look at life clearly. There's clarity, there's a revelation, there's understanding, there's direction, there's guidance, there's vision, such that, you know, we don't stumble, and that we are preserved, we are protected. That's what the life and the light of God do for us. And so as we receive the Zoe life, you and I can walk in the light of that Zoe. And verse 5, it states that, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The light shines in the darkness. Let's think for a moment. You know, the life of God in us, the life of God to work in us. The scripture also says the light shines in the darkness. Is there any darkness in heaven? No. Heaven is filled with the light of God. But here on the earth, we do encounter darkness, as in the works of Satan, the attacks of Satan. We encounter temptations, accusations. We encounter all the works of the enemy to bring us down, to pull us down. But the good news is that the light shines in the darkness. Amen? So even if the darkness is strong, if it's pitch dark, think about one candle that is lit in that darkness. Now, some of us may look at our lives as believers like that and say, God, I'm the only person in my college. I'm the only person in my workplace who knows you. I'm the only person here or there. Well, light is light. Light is powerful. Light dispels the darkness. As we shine our light and the life of God, the works of darkness will be thwarted. So the life of God is connected to the light of God. There are a few more thoughts that I just want to share with us. I really hope that we can understand Zoe further. So there are four points that we will go over. Firstly, intimacy with God. Secondly, we will consider the new creation life. We'll also talk about our new identity in Christ, and then an overcoming life. So these are the four points that we will go through and talk about Zoe as we navigate. So the first one is intimacy with God. And just last week, Pastor Selena was sharing about how we must be intimate with God. And when we look at the life of our Lord Jesus, which is our best pattern or example, we see that Jesus was in the bosom of the Father, or he was relating very closely with the Father. Intimacy with God. So this life, the Zoe life that we are talking about, is based in relationship. As we go back to the Garden of Eden, when God created Adam and Eve, we see there that they had a thriving life. They received the Zoe of God and they were living a full life till there was disobedience, till sin came into the picture, till the world was corrupted with sin. Now, what are some of the features of the kind of life that they lived in that perfect world, untainted by sin, you know, at that moment? So we can see that they had a relationship with God. Connectedness. Now, once again, they were connected to God. They had a relationship with God. God would come to spend time with them. They were sensitive to the call of God. Relationship. There was a flow of Zoe through the relationship that they had with God. And the same holds true for us. When we want to walk in this Zoe, we know that God has given us Zoe. But how can we walk in it in a greater measure, the abundance of Zoe, an intimate walk with God, relationship, staying connected to His Word, His Spirit, and all of what the scriptures have to tell us. Now, apart from relationship, there are a couple of other things. They were submitted to the Lordship of God. So whatever it is that God had asked them to do in that garden, they were willing to do it. They were submitted to all that God had instructed them to do. And they were honoring of God. So they were in a place of submission. They also took on responsibility or assignments, the call of God. When God said, look, I created you for this Adam and I created you for this Eve, they were willing to take on the responsibility or the call of God upon their lives, and which led to the thriving Zoe life, because they were walking in what God had created them for. And finally, dominion. God created them for dominion. Genesis 1 verse 26, we read that God called them to rule and reign over creation. And they were doing their part. And as long as they were aligned to the call of God, the purposes of God, the will of God, the lordship of God over their lives, they were doing fine. They were thriving in the life that God gave them. But then came sin and the fall happened. And man lost that spiritual life or the Zoe life, which is why God had to send us the second Adam. The Lord Jesus came in for our redemption as the second Adam. 1 Corinthians 15. And he paid the price for the sin in the world and rescued us so that we may have Zoe life in him again, if we believe in him and his work. So Zoe life is based in our relationship with God. The way we submit, the way we take on the call of God, our responsibility, and walk in dominion. Use the authority that God has given us. Secondly, let's consider the new creation life of a believer. You know, scriptures tell us that in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when we are born again, we receive Christ. Here is the scriptural truth. It says that the old has passed away and we have become new. And we know that this life comes into our spirit. We become a new creation in our spirit man. God imparts that Zoe into our spirit man. The old is gone. The new is here. And for us to walk in Zoe, we need to be aware that we now have this new creation life. We're not our old patterns. There is the newness of God with new abilities that has come into our spirit man. And God has a new destiny, a new focus for us. And so every time Satan comes in with lies, we can counter those lies and say, no, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. I have new abilities by the power of God. And the Zoe life of God flows in me. And so there is newness of life that God has offered me, and I'm going to walk in it. For us to be determined to walk in that newness of life that Christ Jesus has paid for. Now, there could be a situation where, let's say, you know, we're not the kind who walks in love, and, you know, we look at ourselves and say, but before I was a believer, this is how I was, you know, don't ask me for love. But as we become a believer, you know, scriptures tell us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5. And so now, I'm a new creation and I can walk in love in the various situations that I encounter because of the new abilities that my spirit man has received. Zoe flows out of this new creation that we have become. Thirdly, for us to understand our new identity in Christ. Yes, we've become a new creation. And there's more to that. When we are born again, God puts us in Christ Jesus. And we receive a new identity as sons, as daughters of God, as a forgiven generation, as a blessed people, as heirs and joint heirs with Christ, as the redeemed of the Lord, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is our new identity. So when we have thoughts from the enemy that say that, no, you don't have a new identity, you're still that same old person, we counter that with the truth of God's word. It's one thing to know who we have become positionally, but it's another thing to walk that out in our lives, in our Christian walk. And the more we walk out that identity which we have in Christ Jesus, the more of the life of God we experience, the more of the Zoe life we experience. And so the awareness of our identity in Christ is important for us to walk in the Zoe life that Jesus has given us. And here's a beautiful scripture, 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Now it says that through the precious, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Okay, I read it in between there, but tells us that we can be partakers of the divine nature of God. And also, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So there is power given by God to the believer to have the nature of God or have the nature of Christ by the Spirit to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, to walk No, in love, joy, peace, patience. The very nature of Christ. It's possible. And as we do this, as we walk in who we are in Christ, there's a greater manifestation of the Zoe of God, the life of God in us and through us. Here's the last thought that I want to place before us about an overcoming life. But just before, I go to the fourth point here, I'm reminded of an example which may help us. So when we talk about our identity, you know, there are times when we look at children and we tell them, hey, you look exactly like your dad, or you look exactly like your mom, you speak like them, or whenever I see you, I'm reminded of your parents. It's somewhat similar as far as our spiritual nature now is concerned, that God has made us His sons and daughters and empowered us, you know, to be like Him. And so for us to be aware of this identity and walk in it releases Zoe, more of Zoe in our lives. The fourth point is an overcoming life. I just want to call the worship team up, please. The fourth point is an overcoming life. Now that we have received Zoe, this Zoe, it has this nature of overcoming. Just think about God. There are so many things happening in the world. There are so many things that are happening around us. But God is not, you know, jolted by them. God is not, you know, taken by surprise. Or God is not perturbed, disturbed, confused. Oh, what shall I do now? He's steady, stable, filled with peace, shalom. Even when we consider the life of Jesus, when there was a storm and the disciples got all jittery, they were like, what are we going to do now? We will sink, Jesus. But Jesus carried that shalom in Him and He commanded the storm to be still. Jesus overcame. God's life is an overcoming life. And we who are born of God, Scripture says, we overcome. We overcome even through our faith. And so for us to walk in Zoe means to overcome. Overcome difficulties, challenges that we may be facing within. You know, sometimes the struggle is not external. Sometimes the struggle is within us, the works of the flesh that we may be struggling with. And it's very real. But the great news is that we can overcome. Through the life of God, we can overcome by the power of the Word and the Spirit of God. Every work of the flesh, unforgiveness, pride, lust, jealousy, whatever it is, which is not of God, we can overcome these things. And then, of course, there are challenges which are external, where we may be faced with lack, we may be faced with some sort of confusion, we may be faced with a strife, we may be faced with sickness, disease, oppression of the enemy, affliction of the enemy. But we overcome. As the life of God thrives in us, we are able to overcome under all these situations and circumstances. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, the Scripture says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one." God has called us to reign. We who receive the grace of God, we who receive the righteousness of God imparted to us, God has called us to rule and reign. The Zoe life in us, the thriving life of God in us, causes us to overcome. So as we journey through life, We don't have to be under. We can rise above every situation. Anything that has to do with the works of darkness, the works of Satan. While Jesus spoke about himself as the bringer of abundant life, he also described the works of Satan. And he said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Every destructive work of the enemy, we overcome. And we rule and reign, meaning we overcome and we rise into all that God has called us to do. No matter what we're doing in our lives, we are called to rule and reign with the Zoe life of God in us. Let's know more about this God kind of life with which He has created. This life that flows out of us and causes us to be overcomers. This morning, church, let's just pray and ask God, God, let your Zoe life touch every aspect of my life. And Lord, let this life flow, O God, so that there be life around me, that there be victory over the works of darkness. Shall we all just rise to our feet, church, as we pray together? Yes, Lord, we pray that your Zoe life will increase in us. Lord, you are the source of this thriving life. An abundant source. An immeasurable source. Lord, we know that even if it comes to the rivers, the earthly rivers that we see, God, their sources may dry up. But Lord, you're not that kind of a source, but a perpetual source of life. And this morning, God, we pray for the life of God to be real as we walk out a life as a believer. Let there be victory in every area of our lives, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing this for us. We'll just take some time to worship the Lord. So Lord, we just speak your name over our lives, over our homes, over our city, over our nation. And Father, we ask, Lord, let the life of God, let the light of God reveal its mighty works in our midst. Even this morning, God, we pray, let there be life. Lord, as we declared, I shall not die, but I shall live. Let the life of God flow. And let there be life where the enemy has brought in destruction, damage, decay. Let there be life. Father, we pray, God, for healing. We pray for healing for minds. We pray for healing, Lord, of the body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your life is a restoring life. And Father, we just ask for restoration, Lord, in systems, in the functions of our body. Lord, we pray that you will release, oh God, abilities that you've designed us for, That you will remove limitations, God. Let there be healing, Lord, physical healing. We command physical healing over bodies in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that breakthroughs come from you. So we release breakthroughs in people's lives. We release miracles in the name of Jesus. The God of life, revealing his life, manifesting his life in our lives. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, and help us, Father, to walk in a greater measure of this God kind of Zoe life that you have blessed us with. Help us to walk in its abundance. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, I also want to give an invitation to those who've never asked the Lord Jesus to come into their lives. If you've never done that before, as we've heard this morning, Jesus came so we may have life and have it in abundance. And it begins by receiving the Lord Jesus into our lives. So if you are feeling nudged by the Holy Spirit, I want to invite you to pray together with me, not by any compulsion or force, but of your own free will. You can pray this prayer and say, Jesus, come into my life. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God who came to forgive my sins. I repent of my sins and I give my life to you. Come into my heart, Lord. Make me your child and help me to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. When we receive the Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us that we become sons and daughters of God. We become children of God. So if there's anyone here, you've made that decision today, you've prayed that prayer, could you please indicate by raising your hand so that we can rejoice together with you? Anyone here prayed the prayer for the first time? Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Our ushers will give you some resources and we request you to please meet with us after the service. Anyone online, please do share in the chat so that we can help you with some resources. We praise and thank God. As heaven rejoices, we rejoice as people receive Zoe. So we'll just pray and close this morning. Let's all pray together. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your presence. And thank you, Lord, for your word that enlightens us, Father God. And we pray, God, that we will walk and we will flow in the Zoe life of God. We bless you and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message was a blessing to you. For more free resources, including sermons, sermon notes, and books, please visit apcwo.org. For information on APC Bible College in Bangalore, visit apcbiblecollege.org. Do remember to download the All People's Church Bangalore app from the Apple or Google Play Store.